Election day in Alabama.
We say no more.
If you don't believe in my character, don't vote for me.
Shaking off an attempted terror attack.
New Yorkers are going to keep moving on and not let something like this stop them.
Bully backlash.
Made me feel like I had accomplished something real.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The polls are opening right now in Alabama. Voters getting their say in a U.S. Senate race that has people talking all over the country. Roy Moore supporters rallied last night as the Republican who denies claims of sexual assault and misconduct battles Democrat Doug Jones. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It is a race that has captured the nation's attention. On one side, controversial Republican Roy Moore.
We're Alabama. We're Republican.
On the other side, Democrat Doug Jones.
Please help us get across that finish line. Get your folks to the polls.
A month ago, Moore was the overwhelming favorite in this very red state. Then came the allegations. Moore was accused of sexual misconduct involving teenage girls. Moore has denied the accusations and blames the political establishment for trying to derail his campaign.
And we're not going to stand by and let other people from out of state and money from California control this election.
Jones has tried to use the allegations against Moore to his advantage.
It's time that we put our decency, our state, before political party.
But can a Democrat actually win a Senate race here? It's been a quarter century since that's happened. For Jones to be victorious, a number of things need to occur. There needs to be a large Democratic turnout, along with a lower than normal Republican turnout. And Jones needs Republican defections like this woman who says she will vote for Jones.
Do you remember the last time in a major race you voted for a Democrat?
Never.
Oh, you've never done it?
No.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Montgomery, Alabama.
In a morning tweet, President Trump brushed off the accounts of three women who went public again yesterday with their claims of sexual impropriety against him. He called the stories fabricated and the accusations false. New York City authorities say the suspect in yesterday's attempted terror attack wanted to retaliate for U.S. action against ISIS. The NYPD's John Miller says he's apparently a lone wolf.
It's very difficult, and it's getting harder. This is not the Al-Qaeda model where a cell of people who are communicating with the base are an intelligence problem. This is a situation where you've got people who are consumers of this propaganda, and these plots unfold where they're not necessarily working with anybody else.
The NFL Network has suspended three commentators, including Hall of Fame running back Marshall Faulk, as it investigates allegations of sexual harassment and assault from a woman who used to work there. Heath Evans and Ike Taylor are the others accused. Some new questions have surfaced on the heels of that story of a boy's tearful complaints about bullying that went viral. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
They make fun of my nose.
Keaton Jones's video has been viewed more than 20 million times and prompted a wave of public support. Then, backlash when a Confederate flag was spotted in other photos of a family Facebook account. But Keaton's mother, Kimberly Jones, insisting she is not a racist.
Absolutely not. I've said I spent most of my life being bullied and judged because I wasn't racist.
The principal at Keaton's school says neither mother nor son complained to him. Keaton says that's because he was afraid the bullying would just get worse. But he says he's glad he made the video.
It made me feel like I had accomplished something real, something that could actually change the world.
Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Overnight, San Francisco's Mayor Ed Lee died at a hospital at 65. No word on the cause of death. Lee was the city's first Asian American mayor. In Southern California, the National Weather Service says in a tweet, it doesn't get much drier than this. Dry conditions and another week of gusty winds are factors for the biggest of the wildfires. KNX Radio's John Baird.
Small articles of ash are raining down everywhere, getting into everything, making it tough to breathe.
It's been scary.
Sally Green isn't going anywhere, but then again, she lives right across the street from the high school, which is the staging area filled with about 200 fire trucks.
I think it's absolutely amazing. You know, the show of force and the equipment that's coming from.
So she's pretty confident about the situation, right?
No. No. I mean, when you see the flames at night and the trees bursting.
Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Nearly 250,000 acres in two counties have burned. The Pentagon says come the first of the year, transgender recruits will be allowed to enlist. That runs counter to President Trump's ban, which three federal courts have ruled against. The Justice Department says it's still reviewing legal options. In Afghanistan, CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us American Marines are getting high marks for their work in an area where gains have been made against the Taliban.
Marine Brigadier General Roger Turner travels to the provincial capital of Helmand Province to meet with Afghan security officials.
They're really seeking, you know, security, I think, is the most important thing. I think as they look at where they are now compared to where they were a year ago, they're way, way ahead.
And although he said they're disappointed the Taliban still holds areas in this province, they are encouraged by the new U.S. strategy.
For them, the most important thing was, as the U.S. strategy was announced here a few months ago, that kind of represented an enduring U.S. commitment. That was very powerful for them.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Lashkargah.
At a Paris climate summit, more than 200 investment funds, including some in the U.S., vowed to pressure companies to cut greenhouse gases. In an interview with CBS's Jeff Glor, French President Macron criticized President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the global climate deal.
When you sign a treaty, you have to respect it. The U.S. is a great government, is a great country. The U.S. did sign the Paris Agreement. It's extremely aggressive to decide on his own just to leave.
Jimmy Kimmel had his baby son in his arms when he returned to his ABC show last night.
Daddy cries on TV, but Billy doesn't. It's unbelievable.
Billy just had a second heart surgery, and his dad urged Congress to restore funding for a children's health insurance program.
I've had enough of this. I don't know what could be more disgusting than putting a tax cut that mostly goes to rich people ahead of the lives of children.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year is feminism. Lookups for the word increased 70% over last year. Charles Jenkins has died in northern Japan at 77. He made news half a century ago when he vanished on the Korean Peninsula.
Ex-soldier Charles Jenkins walked across the border to North Korea in 1965. Speaking after his release 40 years later, Jenkins said he endured beatings and other brutality.
The first 15 years in North Korea, I lived like a dog.
Jenkins said his life turned around when he was forced to marry fellow prisoner Hitomi Soga of Japan. The two eventually fell in love and were reunited in 2004. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
The New Yorker magazine has fired reporter Ryan Lizza for improper sexual misconduct. It was Lizza's interview with a profane Anthony Scaramucci that put the then White House communications director job in jeopardy. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 12th of December. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.